This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bereshit Chavirim. This Shabbat has a special name, Shabbat Shira. No other Shabbat is named after the Parsha that we read. We have Shabbat Shuvah. We have a Shabbos named after the Haftarah. We have no Shabbat named after the Parsha. So what is so significant about Shabbat Shira? So they asked the Chidushei Harim, and he responded, the way the Shira is written is very significant. It's Ariach al Gabe Leveina. You have half bricks on top of whole bricks. In other words, if you look at the Sefer Torah, you see first the middle line is open, and then you have the middle line is full. First you have two side pieces, then you have a middle piece, then two side pieces, and middle piece. The way a Shira is written, since it's written open, it's a cause for celebration. Question is, what's so happy about the fact that the Shira is written open? So it's brought in the Sefer Ramasayim Tzofim, an amazing idea. We know in Parshat Vayechi, when the Yeshibot began, when the bondage of Egypt began, so we mentioned that Parshat Vayechi is Parsha Stuma, it's sealed shut. There's no opening at all between the end of Vayigash and the beginning of Vayechi. Not only does it not begin on the next line, not only are there not four letters of space, Vayifru Vayirbu Me'od Vayechi. If you wouldn't know, you wouldn't even know it's a new pasuk. It's completely sealed shut. Says Rashi, this symbolizes that when the Shibud began, Einehem V'liban Shel Yisrael Nistemu, our eyes and our heart were sealed shut. Says Chidush Harim, but now by the Geula, now our eyes were open wide. Now our heart was open wide. Where do we see that? We see that in the Shira. The fact we have big spaces in the Shira, that means Niftichu, Einehem V'liban Shel Yisrael. Now our eyes and our hearts were open wide. That's how we have big spaces in the Shira. So Keneged, Nistemu, Einehem V'liban Shel Yisrael. We now have Niftichu. We have the opening of the eyes and the heart of the Jewish people. Kriyat Yam Suf, that signifies the opening of the Yam Suf. It's very interesting. So what did we do to be Zoche that our eyes and our heart opened up? We mentioned Moshe Rabbeinu, Natan Einav Velibo Liot Meitzar Lehem. He placed his eyes and his heart to feel the pain of the Jewish people. That opened up the eyes and the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Targum Yonatan ben Uziel says, Vachamushim Alu v'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Literally, we left Egypt armed. There's an amazing comment of Targum Yonatan. He says, V'cholchad imchamsha taflin saliku b'nei Yisrael me'ard Yisrael me'ard Mitzrayim. Every Jew left Egypt with five children. So what's going on? There was family planning in Egypt. You know, in China, you could have one child. Only one child. You have more than one child, so it's a crime. They have mandatory abortion in China. But of course, the UN will never protest any human rights in China. They're too busy protesting the human rights violations in Israel. So what's going on? The Jewish people, every single family had five children? How's that possible that every single family had five children? So Be'er Yosef says, of course, not every family had five children, but four-fifths of the Jewish people died in Makas Choshech. So that means, for every family that had children, there were four families that were Yesomim, because their parents died. So who took these children out of Egypt? The Cholchad im Chamsha Taflin Saliku B'nei Yisrael Me'ar D'Mitzrayim. Every family, every father and mother that survived took his children, and the other four families of children who their parents died in Makas Choshech. So each family took five families of children out of the land of Israel. So they opened up their eyes and their hearts to shoulder the burden of other families, and therefore they were Zoche, Keneged, Parshat Vayechi, Nistemu, Einehem, B'liban, Shel Yisrael, and Parshat B'Shalach, Ariach Al Gabe Levena, you have wide openings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up, Einehem, V'liban Shel Yisrael. This is the simcha of Shabbat Shira, that the Rivan Shem opens up our eyes and our hearts.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.